Here he is, Dave. He's behind you. Strap yourselves in. Here he comes. Hello to you.
I don't feel like I'm on radio till I put my Craig David on.
24/7.
There you go.
Right.
So, look, now this is the third time you've been on the show.
I know, it's great. I've brought you gifts.
You brought gifts?
Because it's the festive season, right?
Season of goodwill.
But you can share them. I think there is enough to share.
That's nice.
But who should I give it to?
Me.
Right.
Oh, actually, hang on. Is this a gift from you?
Oh, it's a great gift.
Right, okay.
Everybody should buy these gifts for their boyfriends or for their young children whose parents are quite liberal and don't mind swearing, so they let their bambinos stay up too late and watch Bo Selector on DVD.
Can you describe the wrapping paper to me?
Yes, it is wrapped up with the magazine New, the celebrity magazine. They sometimes make a little bit up.
Does it really?
Well, I've read a couple of things about myself in there.
Oh.
I'm not from Mali, because if you are from Mali, how do you have arachne pussy and accent?
Exactly.
I don't think
right.
So.
Do you even know where Mali is?
Apparently it's Leeds.
Yeah, Leeds is where
I've
from.
Been to Leeds recent.
Have you?
I went on all these radio stations.
Oh.
And you know, one lady, she said, I have to pass something on to you from Kate Thornton.
Oh.
Because she had been a guest.
Right.
And what is it? I thought, what? Celebrity giving me a gift? But what it was, the lady licked my face. So it was great. What was the gift again? What was it again? It's great to get a lick from
there?
A lady.
How long were you there for?
Well, I don't know. I got a lot of licks.
Right.
But then I went to Pop Idol Extra as a guest.
Oh.
I can't believe what's happening to me. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm a guest on Pop Idol Extra. And I said to Kate Thornton, I give you the gift back.
All right.
And she said, I am touched. And I said, you are. And then I took my hand off her breast.
Right, fair enough.
But I don't think she complained. But now I have a cold.
Oh.
I have to have a tablet. I forgot because the doctor said you can have them 3 times a day.
Okay, how many have you had today?
I think I just have two, one time a day.
Okay.
I'm not joking. I don't have a jokes.
Right.
Do, it has the C word in, which
yes,
I can't see on radio.
Shall I open this?
Oh, well, I hope you like it.
Okay. This is, wow, look.
I brought you goodie bags, right?
Yes, you wrapped them.
Because it's Christmas time.
It is Christmas time.
Mistletoe and wine.
Yes.
Well, this I have Bo Selector 2, the complete second series. I believe this is available in all good outlets, because I was going to buy a copy myself.
Don't buy it. I give you it.
Okay, but
because we are friends, right? I did interview on magazine. Do you have celebrity friends? I wrote Chris Mars.
Yeah.
I think he is. I say hello to you, and he says hello to you to me.
Hello to you to me.
Yes.
Didn't you also say in the same interview that I demand money?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because...
I haven't had any money.
No, but you should telephone BMG.
Right.
This gangster won't give you no money. It's not me.
Right.
I would give you all my money, but I would... If I had enough money, I would give it all to charity.
But you don't.
But what people don't know, celebrities don't make enough money straight away. You have to work. Then you make money until you don't care about the money so you can give it away.
Right.
That's why the proceeds for Proper Grimbo all go to me.
Yes.
But if I can promote charities, great for me, so I don't feel like I am bar bum hug like on Scrooge.
Right, okay.
So can I promote if charity?
Can
I promote a charity?
Yes, as long as you don't do the gag you did the other day.
Oh, I've learned how to say it now.
Right, good.
Focus.
Focus.
I normally said it like a swear, right?
I know. And that's to Venus Charity.
Yes. There is a man, he's called Russell Brand, and he used to be on MTV, but he went all stupid and got drunk and got fired. But he's great now, he's clean and good fun. So if you want to go to see him, you should go on Wednesday the 3rd, that is this Wednesday, to the Enterprise, Chalk Farm, and all the proceeds... to the Enterprise.
And what area is that?
Chalk Farm. Yes.
That's in London.
Yes, in London.
Right.
And it's £5. And this £5 goes to Focus.
Right. I've no
but
idea.
You know, if you read it, it sounds like it says...
Yes, I know. Yeah, I know.
I won't say it because I've had big warning. Don't do a swear. Don't even do the thing when you talk about Fox.
Right. The Fox as in little...
I got my hands wrapped for it on Pop Idol Extra. I said to Kate Fonten...
Yeah, don't you know how to repeat it? That's fine.
No, but what do you think's more romantic?
Well,
one fox or two fox?
Well, it will be foxes.
Foxes?
Yeah, that's
how you,
in English, foxes.
Foxes?
They used to make glass humans.
Yeah, my granny used to have them.
It's very Disney, though.
Can I tell everyone the presents that you got me?
Oh, I hope you like them.
Right. Bow Selector 2, the complete second series, which is available, I believe, in
the
shops.
You can get it from all good outlets.
That's right. Bow Selector Series 1 and 2 Collector's Edition.
Oh, what a great present.
Is that available in the shops?
That's available in the shop for your boyfriend if he likes to listen to cheeky swearing.
Right. And a Bow Selector official 2004 calendar. I'm so pleased it's official, because the unofficial calendar is just rubbish.
It's rubbish. I have it. It's all blood, and the pictures are rubbish, and it's rubbish.
And a T-shirt.
Wipe your body on it.
And a T-shirt featuring one of the catchphrases from one of the characters.
Yes, it's a Charmant Mother French connection.
That's right.
See, I won't swear, because at the end of this crisis, I would like to have £5. I heard you in there, I bet you £5.
Oh, okay.
So you give me £5, otherwise at the end I will call you a...
That's right.
Right.
So if you get through the entire interview without swearing, maybe I'll give you £10.
For what? For focus?
Well, yeah, if
right.
you want. And a picture disc.
You
of,
know what focus is?
It's rehabilitation.
Yes, for all the druggy... crackhead losers.
No, you can't say that.
Why?
No, it's for people who want to try and help themselves. Who
yes, to get
problems.
Them back into social so they can go into the grocery and go, hello to you, is it nice today? Great weather. Can I have some mushroom and banana, please?
That's right.
Yes, you can have mushroom and banana. And now I see you tomorrow, yes? And how is your mother? She is dead. It's great to meet you, and I see you tomorrow. Because some of these people that put the powder in their nose, how are you today?
Exactly.
Going to owe me £5.
Okay, all right. Well, it's a very worthwhile cause.
I know it. I try my best to give something back, because I have nothing and I am rubbish. But if I can do something good in my life, maybe I will go to heaven and not to hell for saying all this stuff when I mess about with myself
That's
in the
right.
bath.
That's right. Okay. So anyway, it's lovely to see you.
It's great to be back.
You do look.
It's nice to be have friends.
It's great to be friends with you, Avid.
Would you as my friend.
Would you consider yourself as a friend or Avid a friend of yours, Dave?
Yes, now, yes.
Oh. Really? I wouldn't.
All right.
No, I'm joking.
All right.
No, I really wouldn't.
No. Well, give me them back then.
No.
I give you my love.
No. Yeah, that's what I don't like.
All right. Okay. Well, just a handshake.
No, just a handshake.
Right. Because with Will Young, you can give him love too.
Yes, I know. He's very.
You can put your tongue in, and he won't even shut his mouth. That's if you are attractive, like Vernon Kay, who you speak of earlier. Oh. Not that he do a romantic entanglement with a man.
No.
Because he has Tess Daly.
Yes. You think she's attractive?
Don't you?
Well,
she
yes,
looked
I
like
do.
Cameron Diaz. I would love to have Cameron up Diaz.
No, Cameron
in
Diaz.
In my house.
Right,
and
okay.
To have dinner and be romantic.
Shall we play a record?
Oh, great.
And then you...
The last one you played, the Black Eyed Peas.
Yes.
I met the lady who sing in the Black Eyed Peas.
Right. Nice, sexy.
Apart from the earrings, she has about 115 earrings. Really? If I was to make love to her or take her to the swim baths, I would make little cardboard ears with real ears drawn on them, with no piercing.
Right.
I don't wreck your body, I don't think.
No, don't wreck your body.
Not with piercing.
No.
And elderly men with their piercing, their belly button.
Yeah, it's not right, is it?
It's quite homoerotic, right?
Well, let's play a record.
And when you have a little ring on your toe,
yes.
How uncomfortable can it be in your shoe?
As uncomfortable as I'm feeling now.
Right. I won't swear.
Good. That's all right. We're going to play the Sean Paul record.
All
which
right.
is called I'm Still In Love With You.
But do you think he really speak like that?
Yes, he does.
I don't think.
He does.
I think when you see him in the shops when he's buying mushroom and banana, how's it going? I think he's big like that.
How does he talk?
Like that?
No, he doesn't. He's Sean Paul.
What, Mr. Shabarangs and all of this? Like this?
It's kind of like that, yeah.
Right.
He just talk like that. He's from...
Even to his mother?
He's probably more polite.
Right.
So this is Sean Paul's new single on Radio 1.
On Radio 1. Do you mean Sean DePaul and Sasha, I'm still in love with you.
Yeah, well, that's how Sean DePaul talks, of course.
I know, but I'm not too down for reggae. I'm more pop music.
You like your pop music?
Kylie Minogue, all of this.
Yeah.
Kylie, Kylie, so tiny and smiley, sit on my chair.
That's nice. Very good.
It's hard to do anything funny without doing a dirt, right?
Well, no. Well, you know, we do very well. We've never said anything rude or out of order, ever.
Some lady said to me in the street, did you hear Christ Moore the other day? He said bloody and all of this?
No, I never said. I don't say bloody.
All right.
I've never said bloody on the air. I don't swear. I don't use swear words. But when you're from Leeds...
But sometimes I think it is needed to show your passion.
Well, you know, I say flipping or flaming.
Do you say font?
No, I don't say that.
Right.
Okay. You're right, Dave.
Font sounds like confectionery, I think.
Right.
But it also sounds like that, rude.
Yes, it does sound rude, so we won't say it again.
I saw a font yesterday.
A font?
At a christening.
I see.
I saw a font at a christening.
What is a real font, then?
It's where you dunk a baby to christen it.
I really wouldn't have gone down that road.
Well, don't start about dunking children. That's terrible.
No. But anyway, so... Are you happy with your Christmas record?
Oh, I'm extremely happy. I'm genuinely can't believe what's happening to my body.
Neither can I.
It's amazing, right? 1 minute you're out in the street, freezing your cockle shell bay off.
Ah, nice.
And then the next minute you're sat here, talking about your single.
It's amazing.
I hope it gets to number one.
I would like it to go to number one.
A lot of people have put bets on it. So if they don't win the bet, they'll probably kill me and cut off my potakia.
So, you know, every cloud has a silver lining.
Yes, and never trust a man with two hairstyles.
That's right. That's what they say.
Although recently I seem to have two myself.
You were saying earlier about Vernon Kay. I believe he's still in the park listening to us now. You've met him, have you?
I think he's the most sexy man. Without
really?
Actually... Being like George Michael, he is the most sexy man.
You think he's sexier than me?
I think he's good-looking because he's not fat like you.
Yes, but, well, yeah, no.
But you don't... Look,
yes, but
you said you were fat, not me, so I gave you the T-shirt.
Yes,
his
size
large. You think I'm mockerizing you for giving you large.
I'm good-looking, I'm fat.
I think you are good-looking.
Yes.
But not good-looking like Kelly Osbourne, who is fat.
No, I don't look like her.
But... She's pretty and fat.
I was in Scotland last week and I wore a kilt. And even though I'm fat...
I saw it in the magazines.
You saw that?
I've turned it into a little coaster.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice. And you put your coffee on my sporran.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay,
he's
good.
He's good. But Vernon Kay has his perfect hairs and he grew beautiful eyes, so blue.
Yeah.
And he looked like John Travolta, right?
But the only bad thing about him is... He's under the thumb.
What do you mean?
He's henpecked.
What does he mean?
It means that, say he wants to go out with the boys for a drink.
Right.
He says, I'm going to the pub for the drink.
Right.
Is that all right, Tess? And she goes, no! Sit down and do the housework.
But if you were married to Tess Daly, would you want to go out with the boys? I would want to stay at home when you're fun.
Oh,
my chocolate confectionery.
That's right, that's chocolate confectionery. You and she
had a new brand. I brought it out. Font. The children will love it. It tastes great.
This is Rachel Stevens.
Oh. You trying to get me in trouble by playing all these beautiful
ladies? No, don't worry. We'll play some rubbish later for you.
Okay.
All right, good. Radio 1. Thank you, please. That is the Rachel Stevens. That's my impression of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I do one of you?
Go on, then.
I don't like Vernon Kay, even though I might bump into him in the street and he might say, why did you say that? Because it's true. well, you shouldn't.
That's an uncanny impression of me. And Rachel will be on the show on Thursday.
With Vernon Kay?
No, Vernon's not booked on the show this week.
But you had him on, I listened to it, and I was naked and...
Okay, maybe you and I can call him later and leave him
a
message.
I have his telephone number.
You do?
I found it in the dustbin, like Benjamin Pell, the lunatic.
Right, do you have many phone numbers of celebrities?
I have a few.
Maybe later we can sit around the phone and ring them up and say hello.
That would make great radio, right?
I have a game. Oh, you like the game. I'll tell you later.
It would be like a celebrity program, but on radio.
That's right.
And we telephone them.
We telephone them, but but you don't know which one you're ringing, and you have to guess who they are.
Oh, like last time when I guessed straight away.
No, not like that.
Because it was Greg.
Yeah, sorry, but not like that. Not
all right.
Set up. I'll explain it later.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All
right. 24/7 on Radio 1.
Moth married in just a bit. Love is truly mine. That's Dido on Radio 1. Had a great record there. Before that was Something Else by Roger Sanchez. Another chance, 24/7.
That was a great voice.
That's my DJ voice.
That was like in America. I listen to the radio in America when I recently go to Florida.
Right.
And it just sound like that. But boy, do they eat in America. What do you like for your breakfast, sir? I'll just like cornflakes, please. But don't you want grits, meat, bacon, cake, and jelly? No, I'm all right, you fat boy.
Yeah.
I don't mean you, I mean him.
Right.
Not you.
No,
I mean the America man.
Right.
And all their flannel shorts are being eaten by their big... buttocks.
Big buttocks.
Yes, the pants go straight up their buttocks.
Yeah, they're fat.
Not that I'm racist against Americans.
There will be Americans listening right now on the internet.
Thank you, please, for Friends and Sex in the City. It's the most rudest program I ever watched, apart from The Baron, which is a great movie.
I've never seen that
movie. Oh, The Baron is pleasing you. It's great.
I've heard you talk about that before.
It's a good movie. Anybody who knows pornographic knows about The Baron. It's a legend.
But
it's like Disney, but in porno.
But if anyone listening in America wanted to buy your DVDs, can they get them off a website or anything?
I think they could get them off... If you type Bo Selector into the things,
yes.
There's many websites.
Well, there you go.
And it's great because I have... a couple of fans is mental.
Really?
And they're trying to do a petition to get me to do the Brit Awards.
Really?
And I met this man and he's all sweaty and shaking.
Right.
Don't have to sweat and shake when he meet me. I'm rubbish. and then he said, we have 300 names to do the Brit Awards.
Wow.
But I think you need more than that, right?
You need more.
I know it. So maybe I just do a spoof for Boss Selector on the Christmas special, which is on Christmas night, repeated on Boxmas Day.
Oh, lovely. I will look forward to seeing
it. I think it's on 10:40.
10:40?
On Channel 4.
On Channel 4.
Yes.
Yes.
I hope you watch it.
Hello to you.
You never know, you might be in it.
Thank you. What?
You might be in it.
You had another show that you've made.
Actually, I think
I... no money.
I think I've brought the bogey.
What?
When on the video you had a little bogey, I brought you back.
No, I didn't. There's no bogey. I didn't have bogey.
The making of the video is on the 14th December, where you can see Crisis bogey.
No, but I don't pick my nose.
I know, but...
But so you picked
Edith
it
for Foreman
me.
Did it a little bit, didn't
but
she? She nearly ripped your end off.
Did you not do it? I can't remember.
I just kept the bogey.
Right.
You thought it was good thing to have.
And you still have it?
Yes, but I brought it if you...
But you know, I would love you to keep that.
You sure?
Take that as a present from me.
I'm going to stick a pin on the back of it and wear it as a brooch.
That's lovely.
The Christ Miles bogey brooch.
That's right. So there's a making of the video on TV as well.
Yes.
Right. Do I get money from that?
You don't get no money.
Right, okay.
Why are you so bothered about money? Don't they pay you 100 million teen here?
No.
At Radio 1?
No.
Well, you should ask for a rise.
I should do. I should have written the B-side to Proper Crimbo. That would have got me some money.
Well, you don't want to help me.
Have BMG offered you an album deal yet?
We are talking about it.
Because Dave and I... Dave and I are available to write. We've written songs before.
The single?
One, in fact.
We've written a song that was almost chosen for the song for Europe.
Right.
It got down to the last 500, didn't it?
No.
That's quite
25
close.
Or something, 30.
They said to me, single, yes, album. I said, I'll bum anybody. Great to bum.
But you're not going to do an album?
No, I don't know. It would be great to do an album of duets.
Yes.
I'm thinking like do a radio station on the album, and it can be called Shamon MF.
Right.
And hello to you. You're listening to Shamon MF 24/7 with two fingers.
Yeah, that's right.
First of all, I have a guest. His name is Chris Miles. So, Christmas. So,
hello.
How will you be spending your Christmas?
I will be going.
I just called you Christmas. But Chris is abbreviated for Christmas, right? How will you be spending your Christmas? And where will you be? And what is your telephone number?
I will be going home for Christmas to see my family. And no, you can't have my number.
Okay, here's Liberty X with Jessica and the Big Mouth that you can put Sprouts and Colin the Cobbin at the same time. Thank you, please.
I want to talk about the single.
Right.
Because it's a great song.
Thank you, please. Do you mean it?
Yes.
Or is it being...
No, it's not because I'm in it.
Right.
In the video.
But did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Right, because yeah. Bob Geldof had a great time.
Oh, I had a great time.
Good.
Yeah.
But I don't think Bob Geldof always has a great time.
Right. Well, it's good that he
that's why he looks tired all the time.
Well, you know.
But he
he's a busy man.
I know it. He is feeding all the people that cannot get food, right?
Do you know any
don't
of...
Don't worry, I won't go further than that.
That's good. Do you know of any of the other songs?
Did you hear my...
Yeah, that's nice.
That's the cold I caught of Kate Fonten's tongue.
Right. Do you know of any of the other songs that are being released at the same time for Christmas?
Yes.
Because I have some here.
I know, I'm in big trouble, right?
No, not in big trouble at all.
What do you have? The Darkness, the Pop Idols,
I have a bit of these. I have all these, yeah. And I will play a bit and you can tell... What you can do is you can say what you think.
Right.
Without obviously affecting the nation, you know, what they think.
Right.
And, you know, don't plug the fact that yours
because
is out on the 15th
of
December.
You know my friends who are in the band that do the music?
Yes.
Shaun and Pahilip. Shaun and Pahilip.
Right.
They terribly can't get girlfriends. So
really?
This would be good for them if
okay.
we get the number one so they can get girlfriends.
That would be nice.
For me, I don't have time now for girlfriends.
And
so I'm
ginger.
So busy doing this kind of thing.
And you're ginger.
But, yes, and yeah. I have gingers.
And you're weird.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, you are.
I think we all have a little bit of weird inside ourselves.
Well, I think you have a lot more.
I don't know.
But I mean that in a nice way.
I mean, that's Michael Jackson, right? That is weird.
Well, yes, but, you know...
I think it's terrible what happened recently, but what cheered me up was the mugshot for the police.
Right.
He's still smiling, right?
God bless
and put
him.
A little bit of lipstick on to look attractive.
Well, he's
like Robert Smith from The Cure, right?
Yeah, that's right. What would you like to hear? There are many songs out.
What do you think is my stiffest competition?
I would say... Well, let's go through them, shall we?
Right.
Of course we have The Darkness. Have you heard that?
Yes.
Here's a little clip.
Right.
Obviously, I don't think that's as good as your song.
Well, I
because
think
you're today's guest.
Thank you. Please, if they come in tomorrow, they're better, right?
No. Yes.
I know it.
Let's be honest, yeah.
But it's because they say I meet Edith Bowman, I say you make me do a sex with. And then I meet Mel Blatt, you make me do a sex with.
Yeah.
I have this... Craig Davis hurting my ears. But I say to everyone to be nice and polite, so I understand this. But for the Darkness song,
yes.
Well, they're great and they're hot
property.
Hot property at the
That's
moment, right?
Right? If someone were to stop you in the street and say, I want to buy a record for Christmas, should I buy The Darkness or should I buy Proper Crimbo? What should they buy?
I think they should buy Proper Crimbo.
Excellent.
Because there might never be another single from the Bow Selector.
Okay, all right. This is another song that is...
But there will be another single for Darkness.
Right,
so
okay.
You don't have to buy this one.
That's all right. This is the Fast Food Rockers with I Love Christmas. If someone to come up to you in the street and say, I can only buy one record this Christmas, should I buy Fast Food Rockers or Proper Crimbo, what would you say?
I think travel sickness is terrible, but you can get tablets for travel sickness.
Right.
I don't know about this song.
You don't know about
because
that?
Because they wear like rubbish superhero costumes. Mm. I see them, and if I meet them in the street, I will be most polite.
Yes.
And like you, when you say about gay...
He's a lovely man.
But if I see him, I would be polite to the fast food
rockers.
Well, right, I thought they would call something else.
There's another track out for Christmas.
Don't buy that fast food
rockers. All right, buy Proper Crimbo.
Because The Darkness is better than that.
But Proper Crimbo is better than that.
Obviously, I have to say this because I'm proud of it.
That's fine.
I'm
letting you say it.
Right. You ever win Bronze Swimming Award?
Did I? Bronze, silver, and gold.
I had the little enamel badge.
I got all three.
So
did you not
proud.
Get all three?
No,
I got all three.
The silver is ridiculous.
Did you not have
three? Save a man in your pajamas.
Yeah, that's good. And pick up the brick.
But they would never work. I'm drowning. Wait, I'll just get my pajamas, come back and save you.
There
you
is
will
that.
Be dead.
There is that.
That's stupid. I refuse to go in for that award.
This is Billy Mack from the Love Actually movie.
Oh, right.
I'm one of the very few radio and DJs who's not actually in the movie.
Right.
Do you know this? Do you know Wes is in it?
In what
excuse
movie?
Me, guess.
Love Actually. You know
oh,
the
yeah,
film,
yeah, no, yeah, he is. And Joe Wiley's voice is in it.
This is Billy Mack with Christmas Is All Around.
You know I love Christmas, I always will.
Yeah. If someone wants to come up to you in the street, Abbott, and say, I only can afford one Christmas record, should I buy Billy Mack or Proper Crimbo?
Well, thank you. Please, to Billy Mack there. I like to think of myself as a serious artist, not a novelty song, even though some people have said it is a novelty song.
It's not, no.
But it's not like I took the words from a song that already exists and changed them just in a bid to get number one. I wrote my own song.
Yes.
It took me a long time. It was hard. And eventually I spat it out.
Well, God bless you.
And it was there. And
I know. But finally, the only thing, obviously there is one
I've
record.
I've never been so honest.
I know, and I'm appreciating
but
your
I
one.
Really have a lot riding on this. I'm going to get battered in the face if this don't get number one.
No, you won't. No, don't batter
no,
you
a lot
enough.
Of people have bet on it, though, no, I know.
Yeah, but they won't batter you in the face.
Right.
But that's their problem.
But BMG also, you should sign with us because we guarantee you will get to number one.
Well, just make sure you get lots of money.
If I don't get number one, I set their office on fire.
Okay.
And all of their heads, so they all have rubbish hair because a patch of it is burnt.
Right. So the only other song that I think is stiff competition for you this Christmas, do you know which one it is?
Bob Idles.
No, that's crap.
Right.
Is Santa's List.
Oh, Cliff Richard.
Peace on
the earth?
Yeah, peace on earth for all men and women. Now, the thing is with...
And that's funny with the pop idols. War is over. No, it's not. And then Cliff Richard is saying peace on the earth?
Peace on earth.
That's what I said.
So if someone were to come up to you and say, should I buy Cliff Richard's record or Proper Crimbo?
Right.
What would you suggest?
I would say, I believe in Christmas 100%.
Yes.
I'm not Jehovah's Witness, so why do I bring a tune out anyway? Is he a Jehovah's Witness?
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't think he's a Christian, isn't he?
But Michael Jackson is Jehovah's Witness, right?
I don't know.
Which has no relevance to what I'm saying. But I don't say bad about anybody's religion, but... I think we don't need a Merry Christmas. Yes, we do. Otherwise, it will be rubbish.
Okay, that's...
What do we don't need a Merry Christmas? All we need on Santa's List is peace on earth?
Peace on earth, of course.
I don't know.
I know
he's probably going to be him because all the old ladies
with
their wrinkled up tats, they like
everybody,
him.
Everyone will be listening to this now.
They like him, right?
Buy a record.
But if I offend anybody, I don't mean it. It's not... Meaning offense.
No, I
don't. I need your help.
Well, it's all right. So just relax, relax. Don't touch Dave there. He doesn't like that. Just relax. You're right, Dave.
Yeah.
Right.
What can I do to bribe them to buy it? What's
no,
the best
just,
thing?
Do you know what you do? Radio 1, massive radio station. I will give you 10 seconds to say, but you have to be nice. You have to be nice.
Right.
Say something like, hello to you.
Right.
This is Evan Merrion.
Right.
Please buy my Christmas single, Proper Crimbo, out December 15th, and you will make me the happiest man alive.
Right.
Thank you, and God bless.
Right.
Do you want to try that?
Hello to you. My name is Evan Merrion. Please bring a lot of money to the shop to buy many copies of Proper Crimbo and help it get to number one, because I'm trying to develop a new celebrity pornographic magazine.
Right.
And it would be great, laminated for your pleasure.
Shall I just play it?
and buy it because I am trying to help the aged
and get peace on earth. Peace on earth.
And stop war.
Stop war.
I'm going to stop war.
Good.
Peace on earth.
Yep.
And also...
You have peace on earth, not stop
and
peace on earth.
Let my bell end.
Right. That's the darkness.
Just like all the other songs. So I'm doing all the other songs.
It's been lovely talking to you.
But with Chris Miles,
that's
Dennis
right.
Van Outen,
yes.
Bob Geldof, Dermot O'Leary.
We have to go now, sadly. Yeah, we have to go.
Mel B.
We have to play. We have to play the record now.
Well, thank you, please, for letting me come here.
That's all right.
And try and sell it.
That's right. Merry Christmas to you, and I hope you have
it's
a nice time.
Both formats. The DVD, you get the director's cut.
Really?
And the video is great. There's a few interviews. I think you're on it yourself, but you don't get no money.
I don't get any money,
and your percentage went to help the ages.
Oh, that's nice. It's good to see that.
Well, I gave them some of the clothes I don't wear. No.
Right, okay.
But that's still charity giving.
The longer you talk, the less you play.
Right.
Oh, good. So, Avin Merrion, thank you very much, and enjoy Christmas. And here is what should be the Christmas number one this year for 2003. Would you like to introduce it on Radio 1?
Oh, great.
Okay.
I'm Avin Merrion on Radio 1 on the Christmas show. And this is proper cream ball. And please buy it. It's out December 15th. You can also buy the DVD now and calendar and two T-shirts. And thank you, please, for the peanut butter.